It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My dad always told me the more you stomp and poop, the more it stinks.
You guys are stupid.
You're an idiot.
Is he retarded?
No, stop it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to have Phonorama coming up. Excuse me, I know a
What's
guy that
called?
Says it better. It's called
Phonorama.
With your phone calls exclusively in the next segment, 877-365-3636. And then at the very end of the segment, we will jam in a chat with Amanda Drummond from Jones Soda, who has the campaign colas.
All right. Okay. I love cola.
Yes, I know you like cola.
I'm a
chilling.
Cola expert.
They're chilling right over
That's
there.
That's the best
in the corner.
Way to have them.
And Jones is very nice. You know, they sent us the personalized labels some years ago.
Very nice.
I still have bottles with your face on them.
This looks like it might not be mashed potatoes and gravy. It might be normal stuff.
Yeah.
So don't forget, coming up roughly 1 hour from now, we will divulge the location of the gas station where we, along with True TV's new show, Black Gold, will be giving away, get this, $5,000 in gas tomorrow afternoon from 3 until 5.
Amazing.
So you want to listen at 5 o'clock on the show today and 5 o'clock or thereabouts.
Or any day, but especially.
Don't want to pin myself. It'll be 5 minutes on either side, I promise.
Five-ish.
Five-ish, no. 5 o'clock. We'll do our level best to get it on at 5 o'clock.
But start listening now.
Start listening now and you won't miss it.
And
now,
listen
for the next hour.
Eight.
That's the way it works. Are we ready to play?
Yes. Phonorama.
Let's get right to it. A lot of people standing by to chat on Phonorama. Our very first caller. Been waiting for a good while. Jerry from Rochester. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Jer?
Hey, my name's Harry. All right?
Well, that's what... I'm sorry. They have deaf ears back. Guys, I'm going to ask for the people in the back room to make a concerted effort to get these names right. I mean, after 2 months, it happens 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Sadly, Mike, they are making a concerted effort. It's the best they can do.
Thank you, Ralph. Please try harder. Yes, Harry, what can we do for you?
Yes, you were just talking about the passing of...
Wait, now, hold on. Now I'm taking back my rave out. Because
Harry sounds like he's in a foul line.
It was probably hard to understand him, which is another reason we maybe should have passed on the call.
I know. Hi, Harry. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You were just talking about the passing of Mr. Russer.
Yes, I was.
There's a big controversy up here in Buffalo now about whether he should get a place on the Wall of Fame at Ralph Wilson Stadium now.
You know, here's the deal. He did a lot for the city of Buffalo. He's popular up there.
He's their favorite son, Mike.
That's an issue to be decided by people that decide that type of thing.
Yeah.
I just was talking about the media coverage because down here, at least in D.C., it's become the subject of debate as to whether they're giving him too much coverage or not.
No.
I said, what the hell? If he was a nice guy, he was a lot of fun and beloved by his coworkers, and that's why I think he's getting this kind of tribute.
I think he should be honored by the sports teams up there because he was...
he's always putting the Buffalo Bills up there.
Always.
Always
so
doing
a lot for the franchise.
Honor anybody with ethics.
Let's go to Bob down here in Washington on the Beltway. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Shut out again.
Very well today.
How are you, sir?
Awesome. I just wanted to share a quick story about Mr. Russer. He was a fantastic guy. I had an opportunity to go to meet the press the one time. And when I met him the one time, he did remind me of when Phil Hartman said Frankenstein on...
he was a big man.
Oh, he was a big guy. And when he spoke with us, my wife and I were meeting him up there, and he said, "Oh, very nice to meet you. It's a very nice..." I told him my last name. He's like, "Oh, that's a good Irish last name, yeah. And I'm very nice. Glad to meet your pretty wife. Oh, it's very good."
But he made an impression on you, right?
Oh, he was a fantastic guy. Great. Really nice and really personable.
That's what we're hearing. That's
and the
great.
Cool thing about it is, Bob, that when you see these tributes coming, I don't get tired of that.
No.
I mean, if the guy was cool and
he
influenced this, sometimes, I would imagine if they were still doing it, like on the nightly news, it would say, okay, this is a little bit overkill. But not once did I feel, and this is why the ratings have been good for this, not once did I feel, even though I didn't know the man, that I was outside of this group.
Right.
I felt included. And,
well, it was very intimate.
Because of the way he was and the way they let us in to their feelings for the guy.
Well, all the people that are complaining about it, I don't think anyone should ever have to apologize for their feelings.
Right.
And obviously that's what we were getting from these broadcasters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and certainly on this program, we've had some real shows, where we've let our emotions show. And I think if you're going to do... if you're going to do this business of show, this broadcasting business.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic business of show.
Once in a while, you got to do that. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Hi, Mike. You're on phone.
Hey,
Mike. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I
wanted to say that I think you guys are doing a good job, all of you, all three of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
What do you do for a living, Mike?
Well, believe it or not, I'm a pharmaceutical salesman.
I wanted to say I think you're doing a good job, too.
I don't believe that he is, if given the option.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, what I wanted to say was I agree that it's refreshing to see a major media figure like Tim Russert. Apparently, he was universally revered, and he must have been a real gentleman. I didn't know him, but I do know that they're doing his wake today from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Right.
So this is an appropriate time to talk about it. But, you know, like you said, I don't have a problem with the media coverage, and as Rob said, you know, people's feelings are their feelings. But the one thing I would say about Tim Russert that I sort of felt like he dropped the ball relative to his reporting as well as his interviewing on the war in Iraq. And by that I mean, you know, I don't think he wanted to risk his career by challenging the powers that be, and I think he could have done it more than he did.
I'll tell you why. You know, you and I have to admit that you were out of my depth, not being a regular viewer of Meet the Press. I didn't watch it, so I didn't know how tough. I thought one of the things that that they say about Tim Russert was he was even-handed with both sides
right,
of the aisle.
He was.
You know, he didn't go over, you know, even though he came from, you know, Senator Patrick Moynihan's office, and he came from the left side of the aisle, and that probably was where his politics were. But, you know, I think that everybody at that time, you're talking about, you know, Democratic senators
we
and congressmen.
Bought into it at
everybody
first.
Bought into that crap at
right.
the beginning. You know, it was tough at the beginning because we were like, it was the country was in a state of, if you don't support this, you're not being patriotic.
Right.
Patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was a very scary time.
It was.
If you did question, you were immediately labeled as not being a patriot.
I don't see Russert bowing to the powers that be. I think he was pretty independent and felt pretty powerful in his own right.
Let's go to Bob in Reno. Bob, you are on the air. How you doing? You're on Phonorama.
Buzz, I'd like to say that you have the sophisticated intellectual discrimination to appreciate the superb comedy of Two and a Half Men, and I congratulate you, Buzz.
Heck,
you remember the time that Judith, the ex-wife...
Sorry, we were just doing the theme for you, sir.
Buzz, remember the time that Judith, the ex-wife, said... Just when were you planning on telling me about taking my 10-year-old boy to Las Vegas? And Jake, the boy, pipes up and says, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Mom.
Phonorama. Thank you for the call, Bob. I'm sorry. We're going to have to start digging in your crawl space if I leave you on any longer.
You had to be there at the time.
Tony Soprano said the lowest form of conversation is remember when.
You remember when that time? Leon from Ashburn, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Phonorama. How are you?
Yeah, hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Fine.
This is the first time that I'm calling, and I'd like to talk about how my life has changed after the gas prices rose.
Yes, they're very high, Mike.
Now, where are you from originally, Leon?
I'm originally from India.
Right. India, okay. Now, your life has changed. Are you a cab driver?
Oh, I'm not a cab driver. I'm a business development executive for an IT firm.
You work for an IT firm?
Yes, but I'm a trainee, so I don't make much every month. So.
Okay, and then so the gas prices are throwing you for a loop.
Exactly, and let me tell you how it changed. I started to spend more. I'm spending more now.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it's more expensive.
That would follow because prices being higher. And
I get it.
Yes.
Not for the gas. When I go out to McDonald's or any other place, I'm like, okay, it's not as costly as the gas. I can pay, you know, more than $4
right.
when gas is $4. So, you know, that's how my life has changed.
How much was gas at home?
I'm sorry, didn't get that.
India, how much was gas?
In India, the bad news is it's more costly than here. You know, I guess it's about $5 if you look at it.
All right, Leon, here's what I'm going to do, and I hope he doesn't mind. He's a very busy guy anyway. All international calls with any kind of international angle, I will be directing towards Timmy Obibene here at WJFK.
Call him in the office.
You can call him in the office. But it sucks for everybody, Leon. You're not alone. Everybody is noticing this. I'm driving my motorcycle into work much more often now because I'm not putting money into the gas guzzlers. Everybody's affected by this. Are you able to get by? You able to make your rent and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's going good, but it's just that, you know, I've changed this way, and I don't know. There's a spiritual change as well.
Really? A spiritual change? I want to hear about that. What do you mean a spiritual change?
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, for people who have to get used to the present price, you know, then they need to change their thinking. Like, okay, at least I'm...
Okay, thank you for the call, Leon. We appreciate that. I'll need Obama next time we get
please.
Leon on the line.
You know, people
please.
Say all the time that the gas is more expensive in other countries than it is here. I was surprised to read yesterday that 120 countries have gasoline more expensive than ours.
They've just been dealing with it a lot longer.
I guess so. Right I had now. No idea it was that many.
And also, keep in mind, we do a lot more driving. We're more spread out. It's the nature of the country.
And we do a lot more whining. Let's go to Drew in Alexandria. Drew, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on
Phonorama.
Might need a quicker version of it.
Hey, guys, I disagree. I want a longer one.
Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, I just wanted to hit on, I believe you guys brought up yesterday, soldiers talking out against the war once after they've deployed.
Yeah, we were actually talking about a soldier that had done a couple of tours, maybe one in Iraq and another one in Afghanistan, and he was speaking out against the war. And it was kind of we really didn't come to any conclusions, but we were saying, when you join voluntary army, you know, you kind of got to deal with what you got to deal with.
What do you think?
Right. I did 10 years in the Marine Corps, and my contract just ended in April, so I did some deployments. Both at the lower rank levels and then a little higher up. And I think that if you serve your time and you serve your contract, you can pretty much say whatever you want after that. But a lot of times the individual's perspective is very narrow. You know, he's only seeing his piece of the pie and where he was working. Whereas the higher up you go, higher up in the food chain, the more information you're seeing, you see a lot more good news. That doesn't get in the media.
So you don't like the idea of a guy that's still, you know, basically when you put it like a contract, if you're still under contract, you shouldn't be talking out. You know, when you fulfilled your obligation to the service, that's when you do the talking. I'm not prepared to make any kind of argument with that. Yeah. You know, Drew, I think you got a good point. I think really everybody is frustrated. A lot of people are frustrated with this war right now. You know, we're in a situation that a lot of people didn't see coming, but. You know, when you join the Army, I mean, you're joining the Army because you're making a contract with the United States to serve out your time. Do you feel in a small way also, Drew, and, you know, as somebody who is not for the war, was not for the war, don't you think when this guy is coming out, because when we do get into a conflict, we have to band together. And we certainly have to band together in the military, because regardless, you got to do the duty and you have to do the time. And I feel for the guys that are downrange. It's difficult because it's happening every day. I wish more people realized that there were firefights over there. But when you're involved in it, if you're coming out while you're fulfilling that contract and before it's over, you start talking. In that way, you're maybe in some way, I feel like you might be jeopardizing other people that are in the same situation.
Absolutely, you're jeopardizing a lot of them. I've lost friends over there and been there when people passed on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the more you talk out about it when you're there, you know, especially if somebody knows who you are. Are they going to trust you when you're back over there?
Right.
That's the big issue.
Good
that's
point.
Especially if you're to my right and I'm covering you, you know, are you really looking out for me if you're worried about how against it you are and how bitter you are that you had to be there?
You know, I've never been in the military, but, you know, I've talked to a lot of people like you that have served their country. And it is a different situation. You know, as soon as you sign on that dotted line and you commit to serving your time, it is a different deal. And I understand, you know, I would almost feel the same way if you're over there. I mean, politically, you can be for one party or not. But when you're over there, you know, you're over there and you're committed. And, you know, I kind of want the guy that's gung-ho that's next to me. I mean,
I agree.
Just on a safety thing. Drew, welcome home. No more tours for you, I hope, right?
I'm still in the inactive reserve, so I could at some point.
Okay, well, I hope you stay safe.
Thank you, Drew.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Got to take a few more calls here. Sarah in Leesburg, you're on Phonorama. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing great. I feel like my call is probably a little out of place because I was calling.
No, because this. Hold on, Sarah.
Phonorama.
This is Phonorama.
It is Phonorama.
Everything is. There is not an out of place call on Phonorama.
Well, nudity and serving your country kind of don't go hand in hand.
Oh. They do on Phonorama.
We're ready for a palate cleanser.
Absolutely. We were talking about nudists. You can talk about nudists.
Yeah, well, I know that I don't really believe that they're kinky. Having been there, done that in the Caribbean every year for the past 5 years, they have a nudist colony called Club Orient on St. Martin.
Been there.
Really?
Club Orient.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You've been there?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz has been there.
I've been there, too, yes.
You've been to Club Orient?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Is it sexy?
It's kind of what you said earlier, and a lot of the tourist magazines there locally will tell you that people who go there probably shouldn't.
Ah! See, that's my point. And don't you think that the people that go there should maybe, like, tweak it up a little bit?
Well, we had a lot of fun when I went. Yeah, one of the group, he laid down and he made himself a human speed bump, and he wouldn't move out of the way. And a lot of the people from one of the passenger ships would come and
Hold on, Sarah. Hold on. You said he made himself a human speed bump. Are you saying
under the sand or above the sand?
Yes,
above
exactly.
Above the sand, above. Lying on his back, uh-huh. And some of the people from some of the cruise ships refused to go around him. They didn't want to go over him. They were terrified, and so he leaned over and he would touch them, and they were like, "Oh my God, he touched us! The new guy touched us!"
That's
a fun person. There wasn't any alcohol involved in that, was there, Sarah?
Not in that particular incident, but there's plenty of alcohol in the Caribbean.
And did you get naked when you went to the nude beach?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which nude club do you use in Leesburg?
There is no nude club in
Leesburg. Rob just moved there.
We're going to change that, aren't we?
All right,
well, that was funny. I brought my son last year. He was 16, and I gave him the option to go down to Club O on his own and see what he could see.
What a cool mom.
That, you know, 16, 17... I know the drill. You're right at that. That's like, you know, you're on a Caribbean island. You know, okay, you want a sip of the beer or something like, you know, you get a little more liberal when mom and dad are on vacation.
I said, honey, if you want to go find some pot and try that too, go ahead. Just
wow. You're the most liberal mom in America.
Well, no, it's just he's my last one left at home, and he's the boy, and he absolutely refused to go down there.
All right.
And I wasn't going to walk with him because that would be kind of disgusting. Yeah.
Well, liberal mom of the year. I hope he doesn't turn into Chad from Sacramento.
And before you go, ma'am, what's the celebrity you most resemble?
Yes, very good. Could you share that with us, please?
One guy at work actually had the nerve to tell me about a month ago that I look like Ellen DeGeneres, and I do not.
Oh,
that's
really?
Not a bad thing, even if it's true.
But it's not.
We'll ponder there. Sarah, lots of people calling. Got to take another call here, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Liberal Mom of the Year.
Sarah, answering the question, what celebrity do you not look like?
Rob, you didn't like her as soon as she said, go smoke pot and go to the nude beach.
When you get thin, you'll change your tune.
Let's go to Brian in Tyson's Corner. Brian, we've got you will be the last one on Phonorama because we have to try our soda.
Phonorama.
I want a quicker one.
Mike.
I think I have one for you.
Oh, very good. Yes, Brian, what can I do for you?
Hey, I actually made a song for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
You ready for it? I got audio.
I'm ready.
It's called Kid Bleak.
Michael Mara.
That's called Kid Bleak?
Kid Bleak.
Wait, hold on, Brian. What do you mean, Kid Weak? What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, Bleak.
Bleak?
Uh-huh, Kid Bleak. He's gone.
It's just a word. I don't know.
Are you drinking, Brian?
Huh?
Are you drinking, Brian?
And driving.
Oh, stop
that.
Thank you very much.
Sorry
we don't have more time. Listen, for Roger in Forestville, Harold on 95, Steve in Ellicott City, Ace and Jenny, we're not going to get to you today. We apologize, but I thought the first edition of
Bonorama.
Remarkably successful.
How about this one?
Bonorama.
I like that. That's better.
Okay, I'll replace
we'll tweak it.
It.
We'll hone it. We'll refine it. Are you guys ready to have our sodas?
I am.
Yeah, all right, kill thirsty. The Phonorama music. Let's get her right on here. Let's welcome Amanda Drummond from Jones Soda.
Amanda,
we're just crammed in. Everything's happening at the same time today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're wonderful.
Awesome.
We're looking forward to trying this. Amanda, Jones is always trying different stuff. And what is the product we're going to be enjoying today?
You guys are going to be trying three different flavors,
three different candidates.
Along with our campaign cola.
They're being put in front of me as we speak
now. You have a Ron Paul flavor?
Okay.
We don't have Ron Paul yet. He may be coming and making an appearance soon, though.
Now, where's the Hillary? Where's the Hillary, Beth Ann? Did they...
We only have
the Capitol Hillary. Did you guys only get two?
We only got two. They gave us, let me see, Yes We Can Cola for Barack Obama and Pure McCain Cola for John McCain. Now, are these different soda pops?
They are the same cola.
Oh.
They might taste different.
Well, let me check and
depending
see.
On...
She shouldn't have said that until after the taste test.
we'll be the judge of that.
All right.
Which
one do you want us to try first?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I'd like to try the Obama soda first.
Well, it doesn't matter now if there's no difference between them, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let me try
we don't know
one.
That until we taste them, Mike.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try this one.
Mm.
very coley.
It's a refreshing change.
It's very, very good coley. It's,
it is good.
It's got a very nice...
They have pure cane sugar.
Is that cane or McCain sugar?
They're all made with pure cane sugar, all Jones soda.
Man, you guys make good soda.
I love it.
I love cola.
Very tasty. Should we try the John McCain now?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Very good. And is there anything new like mashed potatoes and gravy, bubblegum, any of those new sodas you're having at your fabulous company?
Not yet. We're going to do some new Halloween flavors coming for the season.
I'm sorry, so. Buzz. Buzz has Buzz has done the first spit take of the show.
My McCain tastes old.
I have never seen Buzz do a spit take before.
He did a good job.
That's very good. Wow. Let me try
They're both very good, and I think they taste similar.
Let me try the McCain.
They are great. I love colas.
Man,
I think it's fun.
I think they both taste identical.
I do too.
Well, I think I don't have anything funny to say after Buzz had something funny to say.
See if you still think that in December.
Are these going to be going wide? Are you going to have these in all the stores there, Amanda?
They are actually only available online at campaigncola.com.
Cool.
And you can still get Capitol Hillary Cola if you would like.
Hey, Amanda, you know what we ought to do? Beth Ann McBreedian. Come in here right now. I've got an idea. I'm going to put Amanda on the spot while we've got Amanda Drummond from Jones Soda. You know, here's the deal. This is the beginning of the Mike O'Mara Show. We are getting things started.
Early days.
We just got our website. We just got our Buzz Babes. We got our T-shirts. Everything's going well. Amanda?
Yes.
We need another promotional vehicle. We need Mike O'Mara Soda.
What does it taste like?
Yeah, what would it taste like? Maybe blueberry?
I would say it should be a lemon-lime concoction.
Not cream?
Should be a diet soda, because I drink diet soda, and I would like a lemon-lime to compete with the one that I drink that I will not even mention right now, because I've got Amanda from Jones Soda, and that would be extremely rude to our guest if we did that.
Could we give some of it away on the air as well?
We would give Jones Soda tons of promotional advertising.
Well, they're the best.
Do you think there's any way, Amanda, that the people, the elves that you have, the Oompa Loompas you have working at Jones Soda, could come up with Mike O'Mara Show Soda?
I think I could pull some strings.
Cool. You know, I swear to God, we will do it. It's summertime.
It's summertime.
And the living is easy.
And Amanda, and see, the nice thing about a lemon-lime-based soda, on Friday's show, it can work also as a mixer.
Yeah, they drink.
It's perfect. We have an adult beverage or two on a Friday. So you think we can do that?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's wonderful.
Jones Soda makes great mixers.
That's great.
Sure do.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Amanda. First of all, everybody go out and get the John McCain Jones Soda. Yes, we can. Cola.
They have Jones at Safeway now.
And Pure McCain Soda.
You get it at campaigncolas.com.
Campaigncolas.com. Fantastic. Go and get those sodas and look for the Mike O'Mara Show Soda that's going to be coming your way soon. I'll put you on hold so you can chat with Beth Ann about that, okay?
All right.
Thanks
great.
So much.
Thank you, guys.
Amanda Drummond from Jones Soda. We appreciate you coming on the line. Nice
good
lady.
Good idea, Mike.
Well, worth it after that toil. My God. I had to squeeze off my phonorama for that, but I liked her.
What did you have to end early?
Instead, I find out the celebrity Amanda most resembles. Amanda sounds like she might be hot.
I think so. I have a picture in my head.
Okay.
Is it Amanda?
Amanda A. Isseningley.
I know.
Is it Udgay?
Yeah, flattering, yeah.
Really? Who is it?
I, for some reason, see the neighbor from Married with Children.
Neighbor from
yeah.
Don't you think?
Her name was Amanda, too, I think.
Maybe that's
Amanda
why I'm thinking.
Beers,
yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking Canon Grace. we'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.